Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take it away, Ralph.
All right. So I saw this on Barstool, and there was a podcast they had about, do you remember the first nude or sex scene that you watched with your parents? Now, I use that term loosely because you don't, like, sit down to watch it with your parents. It just kind of happened. And I just thought, I was like, you know, I remember one time as a kid, and, you know, my dad is flipping through the channels old school style, which he still does, by the way, and it really annoys me. He flips through the channels.
What do you mean?
He doesn't use the guide. He just goes through one by one.
Oh, my God.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
That's the worst.
And I can't remember how old I was, but flipping through, and, like, he stops.
That's when you know you've reached a point of boredom in your life. Where you think any channel could potentially entertain you versus me, you know, you're going to go to your six, your seven mm-hmm. go-tos.
Yeah.
And he could just stop and watch anything.
Watch anything. But I remember one time he was flipping through the channels and it started to get to like the HBOs and Showtimes. And I knew it was coming. I knew Cinemax was up next. And he just decided. Because I was like in my teens.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just stops on one of these old school smut. Soft cores and
Lady Chatterling.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what it was. And he just stops there, and I'm just like, oh, seriously. I'm just watching. I'm waiting for this channel to get changed, and nothing's moving. He's not moving either. And like my sister came in the room, and she was like, "What are you guys watching?" And like I've never seen my dad move so fast and change a channel. Just like, oh my God, I don't know. They wouldn't work. The remote wouldn't work. but so that was always uncomfortable when that would happen. But like, there was one movie that
dude, we asked this to each other in the commercial break. The Fantex has already named all of our movies, I think, except for mine. But one of the first ones is what you're about to say. Autoflex, you've seen Fantex right on it.
This is one of my favorite all time movies. It's a little old, but it is one of my favorite all time movies. And even Roy may have seen this one.
I have not.
It is called Porky's.
Oh, Porky's with a very young Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, a very young Kim Cattrall.
Who had what? Yes. She played the, she played a teacher
mm-hmm.
that, well, she made a noise. And that's all you need.
What? What is that even? She like falling down a laundry chute or something?
Take her up into the locker room and you'll find out.
So this
sounds funny.
That one got named on there. Dub, yours is on here as well in the Fantex.
Oh, mine made it on there as well, huh?
Yeah.
This is the one that I feel like a lot of guys my age might have been caught. Although I don't know why you would be watching it with your parents. I certainly wasn't. They just happened to walk in at the wrong time. American Pie.
Jackpot, baby. Can you believe this?
I have an announcement that I would like to make. There is a gorgeous woman on my bed.
Okay, I didn't think
you were more than just sitting there.
I didn't think you were going there. You must have changed it when I was out of the room. What's on the Fantex and what you named first was Titanic.
Oh, okay. So Titanic was seeing those from Kate Winslet just sitting there on their own. And that was very unexpected.
I mean, you can't spell Titanic without.
So stupid.
What?
That was so really unexpected, stupid. And that was one of those ones. That was the uncomfortable one where you
RJ being funny or the movie? Unexpected.
Both.
Yeah, both.
Ooh, you just hope that one goes quickly. You hope that one goes quickly. But that's a good question. It might be more awkward to sit there for that situation than a situation where they're like being used in a fun way. Like a,
What's a fun way?
Well, those
you're objectifying now. You just they're toys.
I'll stop there.
Troy, what's yours? Take my
losses. Let's see. I was four. I was 4 years old.
Four?
Whoa. Yeah. I was 4 years old, and you know what?
I'm calling BS. You don't remember that. You wouldn't have remembered at four. Unless it was, like, really scarring.
You want to see the text to my mother?
Oh.
Just to make sure this was the movie?
I'll just text her to double check.
Okay, you good. Yeah. Well, your mom's drinking a Budweiser.
Drink Budweiser. Trash now.
It was, I was 4 years old, and we were big fans of SNL. Not as much now, but back then we were huge fans of it. And we were like, oh gosh, there's a movie coming out with some guys from SNL. Let's go see it. So we went and saw Trading Places.
Oh, yeah.
With Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy. And there was this woman in there named Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep.
And she takes back Dan Aykroyd's character to her apartment. He's struggling. He just got out of jail. He was arrested for having like speed or cocaine or something. And while she's in her apartment, she walks up to her mirror. And she shows them.
By the way, food and rent are not the only things around here that cost money.
And she's standing there with tatas just hanging out. And my four-year-old mind was like, oh, Mom, what are those? And I'm in the movie theater asking this.
Oh, my gosh.
What are those? What are those? What are
those? Pointing to the screen.
Autoflex, you seen Fantex. This was a Barstool segment that Choppy heard the first time you experienced a nude scene with your parents. Elizabeth Berkley, Showgirls on the Fantex.
Oh, my God. If you saw that movie with your parents, my goodness.
I know. Another one on here is Demi Moore Striptease. Wild Things.
Yeah.
Starship Troopers.
Striptease, that was the one with Saved by the Bell girl, right?
Yeah.
Striptease was Jesse. Yeah, Elizabeth Berkley. Yep.
Jesse, right?
Yeah. Jesse Spano.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Top Gun. My dad caught me watching Wild Things. Risky Business. Stripes.
Oh, Stripes. There you go.
My male cousin and wife was watching Brokeback Mountain. hey. It can still be nude.
I guess.
Yeah, guys can get nude too, Roy. You know, it's 2018, bro.
So I've heard. I mean, if we're talking butts.
talking butts.
I saw 300 with my parents. Varsity Blues. Watched it with my dad. Wasn't that just whipped cream, though? Does that count as a scene?
Is that Allie Larder?
No, because they also go to the, you know, I give it a 10. I give it the 10.
Okay. Yeah, they go to the club. And the teacher's there.
The teacher.
Titanic 4th grade, Titanic 6th grade with Mom. I don't remember, and I probably have infected this computer with a virus. I'm Googling this because I can't remember if it was an exact definition of a nude scene, but rated R, I think nude scene, uncomfortable with my mom who's got the crush on Richard Gere. It's Pretty Woman.
Did you sleep well?
Yeah, too good. Forgot where I was.
Occupational hazard?
Yeah, it wasn't really a full-on boob in that one.
Yeah, was that Julia Roberts?
There's like a clip. Wait.
What'd you say? Who'd you think it was?
Pretty Woman. I mean, I'm saying Julia Roberts showed skin in that.
Well, she was a prostitute.
Yeah, I know, but
sleeping with him.
Did she?
And look, why are you playing that clip? I want the song. That's the only reason I brought it up.
Oh, I didn't have the song. Got the clip.
Oh, sorry, great. About
that. Well, I thought you were researching that on Mr. Skin.
No, I'm sitting here and I wrote Pretty Woman nude scene to try to confirm it. And the first two things I clicked, like, they were not work appropriate.
Well, MrSkin.com is going to be your answer on whether or not that scene exists.
Is that where you go?
I think that's the website where you can literally search every movie to find out exactly the time in which there is nudity.
Okay. So there you go. Autoflex E-Scene Fan Text continues to pour in with that uncomfortable moment.
Yeah, I don't have the Pretty Woman song. I'm looking at Roy Orbison. It's who it is. I don't have it. Now, I do have the Porky's clip again, but this is the one where you were in it.
What? I was in Porky's?
No. Sean. Sean was in Porky's. Yeah, I got that one. Let's see.
What RJ now?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, the great Miss Honeywell.
Where is that shot collar?
It's in my bag.
Man, that was
it is.
Yeah, I carry that with me everywhere.
Carry it around?
That was so great.
That was Shippy's moment on the Ben and Skin show remixing that. Yeah. I can't remember what he did it to, but that was the Shippy remix. I knew he didn't have that Pretty Woman song for a reason, little punk. back there looking stuff up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.